You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the teaching ministry of Bible teacher and translator Dr. Paul Esposito and Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. Dr. Esposito is the translator of the English Majority Text, New Testament, as well as the Apostles' Bible, a modern English translation of the Greek Septuagint, Old Testament, both available through Amazon Publishing. And now here with today's broadcast is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, located on 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Happy Friday to all of you. Along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano, we greet you, guys and gals, our extended family out there. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday. Maybe you've tuned in to WWBC at 6:30 a.m., WMIE at 7:30, and the rebroadcast on both stations at 5:30 in the afternoon. Hey, it's Friday. What better way to spend your Friday? Let's get into the Word of God. Let's get into an exciting study here. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 12 here today. We're going to see that old serpent of old finally get tossed out of heaven. And those up in heaven say, whoa, whoa to everyone that lives on the earth. Better watch out now, Smedley. Here comes the devil, and he's wroth, as it says in the King James Version. He's madder than a hornet. That's where we're at here today. Now, I invite you guys to church this weekend. We would love to see you. I am in the book of Acts. My sermon this week's entitled, Thus Says the Lord. That phrase is in the Old Testament 417 times, and it's not in the New Testament once. We're going to look at the reason why. You'll find, and that's the text we're in, thus says the Holy Spirit, only once, but you don't find that phrase, thus says the Lord, in the New Testament. Did you realize that? As common as that phrase is in the Old, there's a reason for that. We're going to find out what the reason is, and we're going to go through Acts chapter 21, Sunday morning, 10:30. You're invited. We would love to see you. Okay, let's get into the Word now. This will play today. This will wrap up tomorrow. We're going through the book of This will wrap up Monday. We're going through the book of Revelation here on the radio. Here we go with chapter 12. Satan is tossed out of heaven. Now, we're in chapter 12 this morning in the book of Revelation. We left off about 3 weeks ago at the end of chapter 11 at the last trumpet. But before we get to the last trumpet, let's pray. Lord, we praise you in your house here today. Speak to us now through your word. We listen for your voice. We pray your word back to you that you who has begun this good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we pray in his name here now this morning. Lead us and guide us now. Amen. Now, I said we left off in chapter 11. Well, we left off looking at the last trumpet here in this book, where John was told, in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, that the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. That was chapter 10, verse 7. So, but at the last trumpet, like he says, at the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. So, it's all over at the last trumpet. We read that the Bible says that the gathering together of the elect will be at the last trumpet. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Take it up with him. Now the Lord himself said in Matthew 24:29, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven.
and the powers that are heaven will be shaken. Then the sign, catch that word, sign. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will wail when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Boop, 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 boop. And he will gather together, episunagoge, where the word synagogue comes from, a gathering, where they would gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. All right, now speaking of the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, let's start chapter 12 here this morning. Revelation chapter 12, if you guys like to turn there. Well, imagine witnessing that scene in your lifetime. But then again, I guarantee you will witness it. You'll either witness it from either up there or you'll witness it from down here. Revelation chapter 12. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. So there's the moon, sun, moon, and the stars again. Remember what we've learned. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. I'm going to help you guys understand this chapter today. Is that okay? This is easy to understand, I promise, as we get through this. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. So the woman, like if it's a math equation, the woman equals Israel. The woman equals Israel. The garland of 12 stars is the 12 sons of Jacob, the backbone of Israel, and representing Israel. That is the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel is another name for Jacob. Remember, he wrestled with the angel. His name was Jacob, and he changed his name, and he touched him on his hip, and then he walked around with a limp, and he says, your name, from now on, your name is Israel. That's all you need to understand from this, is the woman is Israel. The dragon is the devil. The child is the Christ child. Notice if you have a New King James Bible, you're going to see a capital C as we go through this. When you see child, maybe you say, man, I made a mistake on that. Why is that C capitalized? Because the translators are telling you this is deity. It's the Son of God, the Christ child. Now, in these first six verses, we're granted a glimpse into this incredible battle that's going on behind the scenes between good and evil. Or as they call it, you know, inside baseball, they call it. What's going on behind the scenes? Oh, there's more to this world than meets the eye, believe me. Now, back again from the top. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet. And on her head was a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Now, you'll hear that again when we get to chapter 13. 7 heads and 10 horns. So, all this really means is that the devil is ultimately the leader of the nations. So, the heads of state is the devil himself. All we got to do to understand that is look around. Turn on the TV. Look around. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, all that means is when you peel back the layers of this mask, Satan is the one that's in charge of these countries. If you don't believe me, turn on the news and look. Haven't you ever seen this guy's face contort and morph into this evil-looking monster? Because there's... We'll move on here. Just know and understand who is the one pulling the strings in these worldly. How can you tell? Well, you can tell from how they respond to Israel is the number one way to tell. What do you think about Israel? If you're not sure about the person, about a world leader, look and see how they respond to Israel. That's your go-to. When you peel back the layers, Satan is the one behind the scenes who is in charge. He controls every facet of existence here in the United States. Satan controls them. For instance, politics, entertainment, and education. Those three. If you're wondering if I'm just blowing hot air this morning, politics, entertainment, and education. That's what the Bible means when it tells you that there's a dragon having seven heads and 10 horns. The heads means the rulers, these heads of state. Horn signifies power. That's all. That's all you need to take from this. That's all you need to take from this was when you turn on your television and you see the President of the United States of America, know and understand that Satan is the one. It's just like that movie, Men in Black. You ever see that movie? With that mailman and the mailman's head opens up and there's some demon in there smoking a cigarette, filling up all these mail slots. He does a million slots in 5 seconds. Know and understand that's more true than you realize. There's more true than you realize. Verse 4. Now the Lord Jesus calls Satan, I think it's John chapter 12, verse 30, he calls him the ruler of this world. Verse 4. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born. All right, the stars of heaven equals the angels. Meaning, one third of all of the angels followed Satan when he rebelled against God. One third, one out of every three little cutesy wootsy little angels that you see in all these nice little pictures, sweating a little drop of sweat, reaching out to stop a child from falling over a bridge. One out of three of them followed the devil when he fell. Some are locked up in hell. Some are under your bed. Sorry. Huh? Well, you've got the power and the authority over that. You've got your Bible. That's your only weapon is the Word of God. It's not a bat. It's not a gun. Your weapon is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, Richie. God is for you. That is our weapon. So again, the stars of heaven are the angels. Now God said this one day to Job, Job 38:4. He says, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched a line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" That's Job 38:7. Now, the Apostle John is telling us here that one third of the stars were swept out of heaven by this tail of the dragon. So again, verses 4 and 5 here. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. Sounds like some sumo wrestler. Can you see him there? Oh, hulking like this. He's waiting. We see this on... So Notice, please, again, how the book of Revelation is not going in order. Here you are, halfway through the book. You're looking at the birth of the Christ child. You're looking at a little inside baseball of what transpired behind the scenes when this creation brought forth the Son of Man. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. This is what happened behind the scenes. His tail drew a third of the stars that had, this is verse 4, threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman. So, Satan stood before Israel to devour her child, capital C, as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Make no mistake who that is. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. Boy, again, talk about Revelation not going in chronological order, huh? Here's the birth of the Christ child, chapter 12. We can see that play out through this evil King Herod, the so-called great, as he calls himself. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7, it says, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, the magi, he determined from them at what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, capital C. And when you have found him, bring back word to me so that I can come and worship him also. Yeah, my eye. Boy, the devil is a liar, isn't he? As an aside, have you ever noticed how stylish it is to be a liar today as a vocation? Seems like everyone's a liar. Everywhere you turn, it seems, people are lying. The Lord Jesus said this in John 8:44. He said, for those that vocation is lying, when you do this, when you practice this like a tuba or a medicine or law, he says, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of it. So I'd ask, who's your daddy this morning? Verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman, then Israel, fled into the wilderness, is verse 6, where she had a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There we go again with that number. We've been following that number all along. 1,260 days. 3.5 years. So Israel is going to take refuge somewhere, perhaps the city of Petra, which is across the Jordan River, for 3.5 years. Now, this note from my Life Application Study Bible, wilderness represents a spiritual refuge and protection from Satan. John the Baptist lived in the wilderness before beginning his public ministry. After being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, the Lord Jesus had been ministered to by the angels. The Lord also withdrew to the wilderness with his disciples before returning to Jerusalem the last time. After the Apostle Paul was converted, he had gone into the wilderness before returning to begin his ministry. You know, sometimes we just need to get alone in our own wilderness, where there is no cell phone coverage, where your iPad won't work and your phone won't ring. There's significant times in the Bible. Sometimes you just got to get away and be alone with God. This is a busy world. Sometimes you just got to get away and be alone with God. Turn all this stuff off and get alone with God. All right, next up here. Satan tossed out of heaven. I don't know whether to cheer or to say, whoa, mama. I guess it depends on where you reside at the time. If you're up there, you cheer. I can hear it now. finally we got rid of this guy, right? Or if you're down here, then it's, whoa, look out. Verse 7, it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael, that's the archangel Michael, one of the few times you read about him in the Bible. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought on guard. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old. All right, now finally, in the 66th book of the Bible, it's telling you what it meant in the first book of the Bible. That's where you got to go when you say, I wonder who the serpent was. How in the world can a serpent talk, thus blah, blah, so on. He's finally here at the last book. He's helping you to see that that serpent in the garden was the devil. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called Diabolos and Satanus. All right, now he's just giving it to you in both languages. Diabolos, Greek. Satanus, Hebrew. Satan means opposer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. And he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. All right, so we can see our interpretation was correct about the dragon's tail sweeping a third of the stars out of heaven. These are evil angels here. What a dreadful time to be on planet Earth. And don't tell me this has already happened. There'll be no mistaking it when the devil's kicked out of heaven and a third of every angel along with him. And you thought your neighbors were bad now. Also, this sheds new light on Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. I finally understand, at least I think I do this morning, where it says the sign of the sun, the moon, and it says that the stars will fall from heaven. And I always wondered, you know, how can that be? How can these stars a billion miles away fall on the earth? You see, maybe this is what he meant by that. The sun, the moon, and the stars, Jesus said, is a sign for you to know that his return is near. And the stars fallen maybe is not the stars of the sky, but it's this event that we're looking at right here. Verse 10. But again, first of all, look at what the devil does. In verse 9, it says he deceives the whole world. Now remember Pastor Paul's definition of being deceived. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. He deceives the whole world. People are going to be deceived to doing what they're going to do here at the end of the age. They're not going to do it just willy-nilly. They're going to be deceived to do it. People are going to be deceived to take the mark of the beast. They're going to think that something is something. Remember, the man of sin, which we're going to read next week, is that he sits. He doesn't sit as Yogi Bear. He sits as God. The Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This man is going to get up and say to people, I am God. And John says, he deceives those that dwell on the earth. That is good-natured people like your son or your daughter or your co-worker or your aunt or uncle or your friend and associate. Those that are going to have the unfortunate experience of being around to witness this, they're going to be deceived into doing what they're doing. Chilling. Now, verse 10. Revelation 13:8 also told us, it says, all who dwell on the earth, think about that. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. That's Antichrist, not Jesus. We're talking about the man of sin. All who dwell on the earth. That is all your friends that don't give a rip about religion? All of the smirkers and agnosticators and the fools out there that say, oh, religion is just a crutch for weak people? All that dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, thank God, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I just want you to see there's no option three here. There's no option three. You can't say, you can't abstain from this at the end of the age. Either you bow the knee and call him Lord, or you'll be deceived into falling for this. Not maybe willingly, you will be deceived. You're going to think that something is something, and something, oh boy, is actually something else. Taking the mark because the government told you that you need this in order to buy is you being deceived. So you say, what am I supposed to do? Remember that revelation God gave us? To him who overcomes, I will give him some of the hidden manna to eat, which no one knows about. You got to get out of the boat, walk with God, get out of the boat, take that step. Once you do, here comes the porterhouse steak. Or for all you vegans, here comes the almond milk. Verse 10. What I'm trying to say, trust God when you're going through adversity. That's simple to understand, right? Don't believe the government. Don't believe the government. Danny, are we going to air this on the radio this week? Don't believe the government. Trust God. Do not be deceived. Let's try this third time. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been cast down. So have you ever wondered what Satan does in his spare time? Bowling, perhaps? Maybe darts? Maybe a dinner and a show? Nope. The Bible says that Satan in his spare time accuses you before God. And when, guess what, when he accuses you, you guys have heard me say this before, when Satan accuses you, guess what, he doesn't need to lie. He doesn't need to lie because you are a sinner. Now, granted, you're a saved sinner, but you're still, am I the only one here that has sinned this last week? Am I alone? When Satan accuses you before God and calls you a sinner, there's no need to lie. And that's the worst upset stomach at all and guilt trip of all, when the devil doesn't have to lie about me. How can I overcome the truths of the devil when he reminds God that Paul Esposito is a sinner because he's right? Oh, no, Satan's right about me. He's right. He's right.
You've been listening to WGOD Radio, the teaching ministry of Dr. Paul Esposito from Merritt Island, Florida. To contact Pastor Paul, write to him at elected77@gmail.com. The church's website is islandcommunitychurch.net. The videos of Pastor Paul's sermons are available on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.